Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it will be an historic event in ways more than one. The 75th UN General Assembly opens today with leaders of China, Russia and the US all speaking, among others. But because of COVID, virtually no one important will be there. Instead, it will be a series of pre-recorded statements that will hardly do much for an organisation struggling to remain relevant. World Affairs Editor for The Guardian, Julian Bolger, joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Julian.
Hi. Hi there.
I imagine this particular convention, usually the important element of these kind of conventions is not so much what happens at the General Assembly per se, but side discussions and that kind of thing, and they really can't happen now.
Absolutely. That's really the one indispensable part of the UN General Assembly, is you have all these leaders in a very small area in Midtown Manhattan, and they regularly go on a kind of speed dating campaign with one bilateral after another, and then group meetings. And out of those, sometimes something good happens. There's some new ideas, problems solved. What has been left by COVID in terms of the General Assembly, general debate, is really the worst part of it. The endless speeches, one after the other, mainly addressed to domestic audiences.
And particularly among the larger powers, now we all know Donald Trump's attitude towards the UN. Are there similar attitudes among other large countries too?
The other countries are not so forthright in denouncing the UN, and China is making a big play to take over agencies and parts of the UN that have been kind of left as a vacuum as the US has withdrawn. So other countries are supportive of the UN in name, even if, like China and Russia, they have been some of the most obstructive forces on the Security Council and contributed to the present paralysis of the Security Council.
And it's anticipated that Donald Trump will, say some negative things about China, but perhaps also Iran, where the US it seems to be in a minority of one in terms of its attitude towards Iran.
Well, strictly speaking, a minority of two, in that the Dominican Republic backed it on the Security Council. But yes, that's right. They have now a different view of reality. They believe that they have triggered the reimposition of sanctions on Iran. The rest of the Security Council and the overwhelming majority of the General Assembly of member states think that's rubbish, that they don't have standing to trigger reimposition of sanctions because they left the nuclear agreement under which that was arranged. So they're saying to the US, you can't have your cake and eat it. US is saying, yes, we can. And they are going ahead as if these UN sanctions were back in force.
Now, and of course, that'll not do much for US-UN relations. Is there, in the UN itself, and particularly the Secretary General, is there any kind of spin they can put on this, given that it is the 75th anniversary, to try and re-energise interest in the UN or make the UN a bit more relevant?
Yeah, absolutely. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has just been speaking in live at the UNGA. He is one of the two people to speak live. And what he's saying, this is really a moment to rekindle multilateralism. This isn't a moment for nationalism, populism. He's calling it this facing our own 1945 moment and trying to rebuild. Saying that the pandemic was a crisis unlike we've ever seen, but it's also the crisis we'll see in different forms again and again, and retreating into a shell of nationalism is not going to deal with the crisis. So he's trying to take it as an opportunity to get back to the spirit of 1945 and the idea of rebuilding together.
And the UN has this project, the COVAX project, which is to try and develop a COVID vaccine. Is that getting widespread support?
Yes, it is, absolutely. I mean, over 150 countries have agreed to an arrangement under COVAX where a vaccine, when it is produced, will be distributed in an equitable manner. And there are over 60 countries involved in pooling resources to to try and develop one. And US, of course, has stood apart from that process. But the US apart, it has proven to be a rallying point for a multilateral effort at this year's UN General Assembly.
Now, Vladimir Putin's going to be speaking. Usually he avoids these things, but you know, traveling to them at least. Is there any speculation or any knowledge of what he might be saying?
No, none at all. I mean, we have some idea of what Trump will say, but Putin and Xi Jinping, who are, as you point out, you know, don't normally turn up. We don't know the content of their of what they have to say, but it will be an unusual moment when both of them, you know, address the world, their own audiences as well. But this is a direct address to the world, so that's what makes this unusual.
And finally, in the physical area where normally diplomats and world leaders would sit, is it just going to be a handful of people and it'll be like a massive Zoom meeting?
It is going to be a kind of Zoom meeting, although much worse. In the Zoom meetings, you at least have a to and fro, you have a discussion. This will just be a kind of endless parade of Zoom addresses from your bosses. The chamber itself won't be empty. There will be a representative, at least one representative from each country, sitting at their desk. And they, in turn, will introduce their leader, and then their leaders will be shown up on the big screen at the kind of at the back of the General Assembly Hall.
It sounds really tedious.
It is tedious at the best of times, or at least you have normally at the best of times the physical drama of these people in the flesh. That won't be there, and it will be one long succession of mostly strongmen. You have to wait for 50 men to talk before the first woman gets her chance. So there'll be one self-styled strongman after another, especially this morning, the first morning, where you're going to have Xi, Putin, Erdogan, Bolsonaro and Trump.
Wow, that's a hell of a morning. Best of luck with sitting through all that, Julian. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Julian Borger there, World Affairs Editor for The Guardian, based in Washington, D.C. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief on News Talk.